out-of-town visitors to Philly's Independence Mall lined up dozens deep Wednesday for a chance to get a glimpse of the Liberty Bell through the window from the outside of Liberty Bell Center. The center is closed because of the federal government shutdown. Jessica Breen was visiting with her family from Napa, California. They planned to visit the bell Tuesday, but her mother didn't feel well, so they tried again yesterday.
Today, she said, "We're going inside. I can't wait to see it. I've been waiting my whole life to see this, and unfortunately there's probably no chance she'll be able to make this trip again." So,
federally managed national monuments like the Liberty Bell, Independence Hall, and the Benjamin Franklin Museum are closed. However, the Constitution Center, Independence Center, and Betsy Ross House are still open to visitors. Also, the state's parks are open. Governor Josh Shapiro signed an executive order on Wednesday to preserve and expand access to vaccines across the Commonwealth. Part of the order includes creating a state version of the Federal Vaccines for Children program, which provides free shots to kids who are underinsured or uninsured. Here's the governor speaking at Children's Hospital of Philadelphia.
If the federal government tries to undermine what has been an incredibly popular and useful and life-saving program, the Vaccine for Children program, we want to be ready to go with our state program.
Governor Shapiro is also directing the state health department to run a centralized hub designed to be a one-stop shop for all information on current vaccine guidance and availability in Pennsylvania. 250 years ago, the U.S. Navy and Marines were created in Philly. The armed forces are coming here to celebrate. WHYY's Peter Crimmins has details on the events happening October 9th through the 12th.
There are about two dozen events planned for the so-called homecoming. They include two parades, a floating procession of 10 Navy and Coast Guard ships on the Delaware River, and a marching parade through downtown streets. WHYY will host a free public screening of the new Ken Burns documentary about the American Revolution in Camden at the Freedom Mortgage Pavilion. It will be followed by an interview between Burns and Fresh Air host Terry Gross. There will also be a football game between the Navy and Temple University, a Blue Angels flyover, and a two-day conference about the history of the Navy and Marines, which Mayor Sherelle Parker said, quote, embody the best of the American spirit. Several of the events are ticketed, but most are free with registration. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.
In sports, it's a done deal. It's going to be the Dodgers and Phillies in the National League Division Series beginning this Saturday in Philadelphia in the evening, either at 6:08 or 6:38. Probable pitchers, Christopher Sanchez for the Phils and Shohei Ohtani for L.A. Your forecast looks pretty nice today for the Philadelphia region. We'll have sunshine mixing with some clouds and a high of 71. Some clouds tonight, chilly down to 49, up to 73 tomorrow with some sun and clouds.